Okay, we are on page Kufza Digdalit in my print on Va'amar Oid, Rea Ov, and this is probably around page Resh Beis in your print. The Mishnah said somebody who studies Torah Lishma is called a Rea Ov, Oyeves Hamakim. Al Derech Melitza, he brings here a pshat, which is, it's a fascinating idea. He says, Alderach Melitza, that's an expression for something said tongue-in-cheek, but listen to what he says. Kihine, ha'eved, if you have a servant, af im toiv loy im adaynav, vu'oya v'yoysa mi'odaynacher. Unless you have a servant who likes his master, and better than any other master he might have. M'komakim reitza hu'liyais ben chayrin. Nevertheless, a human being wants to be free. A person doesn't want to be a slave. So even if his master treats him well, human being still wants freedom.
Two lines into it.
Next. Okay. Revised version. Okay, the paragraphs are just broken up differently. The paragraph begins, and it's on page Resh Beis, and it's a couple of lines in. Okay, so take two. Vamar Oid, Reya Ohav Oyev Samakim Aderach Melitza. This pshat in Oyev Samakim is said in a, as I said, in a tongue-in-cheek manner. Kihine Ha'eved, Afim Toiv Lo Yim Adeinav, Hu Oyev Oyesem Yadayin Acher. Even if he likes this master, and he's better than any other master that he could have, every human being has a desire for freedom. A person wants to be free. A person doesn't want to be a slave. But Klal Yisrael sort of bucked the trend of the nature and accepted on themselves the shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an ayev esamakai. Now we're called Reya Ahuv. Before he said Reya, is Reya Mahuvim, is like a wife to a husband. So he says, L'cheinik Yisrael dugmas isha. That's why Klai Yisrael is like God's wife. K'mavu b'midrusei chazal. Now listen to this. Ki isha gam ken yedas shehu yimshal ba. He claims that every woman knows when she gets married that the husband is going to be the boss in the family. Yeah, it does. I didn't know the ladies are aware of it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be that way. So a woman knows, women want to get married. They have a greater desire for marriage than men. A woman has a desire to be married even though she knows she's second fiddle in the marriage. So to Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm only saying it because there's no mixed crowd here, you understand? It's okay. But at any rate, this is the Derech Melitza, this idea that Klal Yisrael is willing to accept upon itself the Shibud, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as a wife is willing to accept upon herself the Shibud that's involved in marriage. Balaam HaShavah say that men need more space than women because man was created when there was no woman in the world. So the nature of a man is he likes companionship, but he also likes to have his privacy. Whereas a woman, the moment she was created, there was a man in the world. She had a companion. And that's why women crave or thrive on companionship more than men do. And it's nothing to do with Jewish men and Jewish women. It's that way according to the author of Men Are From, which one? Mars?
Mars.
So, yeah.
You read that book?
I read a review of it, which gave me the idea. Anyway, Oyev es Hamakim. All right, so now he gets back to the Mishnah. Oyev es Hamakim. Someone who is Torah Lishma has love for the Rabbi Nishal Olam, who here is called Makim. So here, gets into a rather a deep or more esoteric idea of why God is called Makim. Yidua shekadosh baruch hu makim yishal olam, ukamai hamakim seiv al davar shemunach alav, Space is something which contains other things. So to Kaviyachu, God contains, so to speak, all of the worlds. When God created the world with his vayehi, his word, that it should be. The world was created for Torah and those who have faith in it. Kamur Chazal, Tanai Histak Kadosh Baruch Hu Amaisa Bereishis. Lachin Kutshem Briyachu Vayiraisa Amaminehu Kul Achad. Now this is an expression in the Zayar. Back in our childhood days, Jep had a song that ended with, "Here go." That in English version too. But it's the same idea that God, Torah, and Klal Yisrael are one. Now, one can mean united, that they're different things, they're united. The 50 states can be united, they're not one. What he's saying here is on a deeper level that Kutcher Brichu and Klal Yisrael and Torah are one in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that we understand his existence, contains, so to speak, Torah and Klal Yisrael. He explains, Zama Shamru Bemedrish, Yenasi Tamasi, Kadosh Baruch Hu affectionately calls Klal Yisrael my dove, Tamasi. What is Tamasi? Pirish to Umasi, my twin. Loyani Gadol Mumcha, Valahi Gadol Mimeni, Kiyadua. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Atzmai Mahusai Hu Nistar Ve'ene Musu Bishamayf and Klal. The essence of the being that we call God is something that we don't understand. We don't have any title for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Atzmius, for his existence. As we say in Kedusha, that even the heavenly host say, Aye Mekayimai. Avo, Kol HaShemes VaKinuyim, U'mashonu Masingim B'miktsas, Hu Rak Mitzaris Chabrusai Im Ha'olam. It's an important idea that we had from Shashul Fol Hirsch when we learned Tehillim, that all the names that we have for God are not God's name, not his essence. It's not like you would say that an ox is an ox, it has the name ox. So an ox is an ox, you know, a horse is a horse, of course. So that is the essence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have any proper noun name for him. All the names are the way God allows himself to be perceived. We perceive Hashem by the names that we give him. We had this from Shashul Fol Hirsch when we learned Tehillim many moons ago. He explained the expression Baruch Shem Kavod Nachusai, or Yehi Shem Hashem Avairach. We say, let God's name be blessed. Now that doesn't sound right. If you want to give me a compliment, give me a compliment. Don't compliment my name. You know, my name. I didn't choose my name. You know, it came down from my parents. What is he? He Shem Hashem Avarach. He Shmei Rabba Avarach. We keep on talking about God's name. Why God's name? So Rav Hirsch explained that we're only talking about our understanding of the Rabbi Nishal Olam. Hashem's name is, we understand Hashem is Rachum, He's Chanun. Yud Kei Vav Kei means we understand that God is above time. The Kale means that he's all powerful. These are all descriptions of his attributes. So those are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that vision of Hashem that's given to us in this world, so that's Chadhu. That's Kutcher Brichu Eirais of Yisrael Chadhu. It's not the essence of Hashem, but the way Hashem reveals himself is one with Klal Yisrael. And he explains, Shem Havaya Brichu is that God gives life to all, existence to all, Kolam is Kulam, Mechein Kulam, Mechein Kolkav, and so too with all of God's names. Mechein Kolkavan is Briya Sa'il Murak Bishul HaTorah, Kadosh Bishul Mamineha. Since Hashem created the world for Torah, and any name we have of God has to do with the way He created the world, so that is one with Torah. The two from the time of creation, right, so it's a bit of a, like I said at the outset, an esoteric idea that the the God that's described by his name is one with us. Let's move on to the next description of someone who learns Torah Shabbat through the Shema B'Sameach HaSamachim. Now, what does it mean you make God happy? So he says the following. What's the line? Ki atayra hi sha'ashuav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'ashuav is someone's favorite something. Is Shashuai. Shashuai is my...
I guess it's sin, my delight from it.
My delight. Okay.
That song,
Lulei Torah Shashua. Yeah, David took that song and made it to a pasuk. The Shashuai is the... So we say, Misameach HaSamakim, Keteru Shashua of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachu, God rejoices with Torah. Ubeisha Eiskim Ba, Hu Eis Ratzim V'Rachman V'Simcha, Uba Taiva La'ilam. And the Eisik and Torah brings God's joy and goodness to the world. Uba'or Pnei Melechayim, and it brings that which comes with the light of the presence of God, of Sam Chasai, Meitiv Lubriyais. And from God's simcha, there's a hatava, kamesh kasim, kasha sas Hashem lahetiv lach. It's alayim yikshu b'simcha, asu lahetiv lach, zel b'sameach ha-samakim b'sameach ha-sabriyais. So Rav Shor used to teach it often, Yair Hashem panav elecha. He said, even though there's no schar mitzvah in this world, but when Yair Hashem panav elecha, when there's a feeling of the presence of God, so a certain simcha comes with that, a certain calmness comes with it, a certain chen comes with it. So that's the blessing of Yair Hashem panav elecha v'yichunecha.
Maybe can we explain the same way, like you say, Amokam v'nachem eschem. So Amokam has a different connotation than...
Amokam v'nachem eschem. Yeah, there's, I've heard many explanations of the expression Hamokam.
Right.
I don't know that, I don't remember that any of them fit into this explanation that God is Mokam v'sholam. But I don't know. Sometimes people ask me why we say Hamokim Yinachem Eschem. I say, Chazal, I'll put it in so that the Rabbanim should have what to darshan. You know, Hamokim Yinachem Eschem. But the nicest chat I heard was the idea that when a parent passes away, there's a certain void. And it's the job of the next generation to step up to that space. The Chassam Sefer writes that you'll notice when Gedolim passed away, their descendants achieved greatness. Yitzchak was not a Navi till after Avraham's death. Yaakov didn't get Nevuah until he left Yitzchak's house. He was already in his 80s. And the beginning of Ayetze. When someone detached himself from his Rebbe, Elisha from Elio, when someone left his Rebbe,
Yeshua from Moshe,
then they achieved a certain greatness. So we say, when someone passes away, we say, Hamokim Yinachem Eschem, that the space that's opened now for you to step in, you have to step into that role. You know, there was a grandparent in the family, and the grandparent is not there. Now the next generation has to step up to that role. So Hamokim Yinachem Eschem, that filling that role, that stepping up to the role, is something that should give a person a chizuk or something of a consolation. Umalbashtei Anova V'yira. Now this should be this way. If you want to know if someone learns Torah properly, you look. If he's humble, and he has fear of God. If somebody's learning a lot, and he's a Bagaiva, it shows that he's not learning Torah Lishma. So the Mishnah says, someone who learns Torah Lishma is Mahabashtai Anova V'yira, his dress is Anova V'yira. The Gra in Evan Shlema, as a matter of fact, I think in the Hagdama to Evan Shlema they bring, that the Gra touched every place in Shas where it talks about Levush, the dress of a person, he touched it to refer to midas. The midas are the dress of a person. In this world, we put on a shirt, we put on a pair of pants, we put on socks. But in the other world, our dress, the thing that we're dressed up in, are the midas of a person. So malbashtei anova v'yira, the clothing of a person, the Torah dresses the person with the midas taivas that a person has to have. I think it says Rabbi Yechanan called his clothing... And he called his clothing mechabdoisai, the things that give me honor. Now, he didn't mean that a crook can put on a policeman's outfit and look like a policeman. He meant the malbashtai, the essence of a person, the midas that a person dresses himself in, that's mechabdoisai. That's what gives a person honor. La'yazik le'mitzvah. because the anava will not hold the mitzvah. What does that mean? K'mashomer b'shtal first perik dalit. Rak v'teva mutva v'yargishu be'emes shafel v'nivza. Only if a person really feels it. If a person really feels a shafel v'nivza, inadequate, yizek levoshi efshebiltai. And it will be to him not something he acts. He acts a certain way occasionally. But it will be like a manner of dressing that he can't be without it. V'amar abashtay anavayir, k'mashom v'chazal. Glima, shenasa by gagaylam. Right, certain clothing people put on make him like a gagaylam. Levusha, loibusha. Levush, certain things that are loibusha that show a person has no busha. Pirish glimu abegere elyon shemaskasabai. Ubay ene nikr chitachayvarim, lechenasabai gagaylam. Someone who puts on loose outer clothing, you can't see the form of his body. Vayene bitmidas agufa, he can't be shahilach b'shuk. Kshiyashivim b'neyada b'chubad b'shalai b'beisai. So when a person goes out, he can wear clothing that don't show his essence. But at home, people take off their coat, take off their jacket, and you can see the form of the person. Now that's meant as a mashal. We're not talking here about dressing. We're talking about the midas. When a person goes out among people, he can cover up for certain midas. When a person comes home and he, so to speak, takes off his outer disguise, so then you can see what his midas are. Levush refers to the clothing that a person wears even indoors. It's not a disguise, an outer garment. It's supposed to be the essence of the person. Like a levush that a person doesn't take off even at all times. I once heard from Rav Huttner, one of his Mamorim on Pesach, he said, a person can have a lot of money. That doesn't make him an Oysher. That means a person who has a lot of money. He said, if you have a person that he can't go out without what Chazal called Sus Lirkoi Valav, Vekelav Laretz Lefanav, Vekenak Kelav Avadim Laretz Lefanav, a real wealthy man went out with special, like a special car, special horses, and people screaming in front of him. Someone who needs it, that's an asher. An asher is someone who's in essence an asher. There are other people who prav asheris, who behave like wealthy people. But, you know, the queen, she can't do without it. So she said about Klal Yisrael, there are certain midas that define Klal Yisrael. There are certain things that you put on when you go out. There are certain things that are the definition of Klal Yisrael. And that which defines Klal Yisrael, according to what we're saying here, are the midas that a person has, hopefully the good midas. Anava yilbash vilbishayu, v'amal ba'ashta anava v'yira, ki ekev anava yiras Hashem. Because together with humility comes fear of God, ki tachlis v'seifa anava, ki deylovi v'zel yiras Hashem. Chosma ha'chele anava amitis p'tachlis ha'shleimus. Someone who is not truly humble, lo yia hayira gam kein bishleimus hakel ba al yidei Torah kadosha kama yishkasev reishis chachma yiras Hashem pirish ikara chachma hu yiras Hashem. The main wisdom is for a person to have yira.